broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center at the Saba Home Show. Open today in about 2 hours through 7 o'clock this evening. And again tomorrow, 10 until 5. Come on down. Stop on by. What booth number are we in?
822.
You can just look for the Rosy Teardrop banner in any of our certified partners' booths as well as ours. So it makes it easy to find us. But we had a lot of people yesterday said, you know, I love to show this in the program. It seems like you always start off talking to Phoenix people. I said, well, we take calls as they come in, first out. And it's just a basic numbers game when 65% of the population's in that area. That's just a simple numbers game. But we do have open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to get in.
It was great having all the people who are familiar with the show come by and stop. Phyllis and Dick came by, and Dick looked at me and said, I have to put up with you every Saturday morning.
Put up with you, huh? I'm sorry, you have to put up with us.
I said, ease up there a little bit, Dick. Come on, man. He says, no, really. Phyllis will not start her weekend without Rosie on the house, and then it always ends up with a chore or two for me for the afternoon. So.
And we're giving out magnets with it's attached to a little notepad.
Yeah, Rosie so you on can, the house to-do list.
You can keep track of that to-do list. It can go, like I said, it's a magnet, so you can put it on your tool box if you need your hardware checklist. You can use it on the fridge for your little grocery list. You can put it next to your phone for your message taking, whatever you need.
I like our booth location better this year than last year.
Because you're right next to the tri-tip.
We're right next to the tri-tip barbecue guy.
He's the best.
And there's never not a line waiting for that burrito. So I like being where we are because then I can look out the door and I can spot it just right. When there's 10 people or less in line, that's as good as it's going to get.
That's as good as it's going to get.
Go get it. That's Tucson's own barbecue for you, the tri-tips. He's been here for every year that I've been here.
He's been here since I started back in the late 90s doing it.
It's been fabulous. So y'all come on down to the Tucson Convention Center and join us. We've got Tony here from Magic Garden. You can feel free to give us a ring, give us a call. If you're in Southern Arizona in particular and want to talk to a Southern Arizona horticulturist, now's your opportunity at 1-888-767-4348.
John had called in, and you were talking about Epsom salt. Well, his salt problem's a little more than that. He's got a water softener, and he was cleaning out the tank, cleaned it out into the yard, and since then, his orange tree hasn't been quite the same.
It's two things. You either have a sodium-based water softener, which is the same as taking a bag or two of Morton table salt and going out there and dumping it in the yard, which will kill everything in the immediate area, or it's a potassium-based water softener, which the plants actually need potassium. The only thing is our soils and water are already high in potassium, so then it may just be a simple overdose of potassium. At this point in time, all you can do is lay the hose on there with such a slow trickle and walk off and leave it for the whole day, take the wife and just take her out for breakfast, and when you come back at midnight after painting the town red, turn the water off, and in a week do it again. Getting ready to go into winter now, I doubt you'll see any change or improvement before next spring. But that's really about all you can do, and you may not get much of a crop next year, especially if it was a sodium-based water softener.
Well, now he knows for next time.
Yes.
And hopefully that helps anyone else that may be thinking about doing the same thing. Let's bring Fran into the conversation, or calling in about a banana tree. Go ahead, Fran.
Hi. I just purchased this house that has a banana tree. It looks like there's four big stalks inside of this, probably 4 or 5 foot circle right next to the patio between the houses. A lot of dead leaves, and neighbors said that it one time produced bananas. So I want to know what I have to do, and is there someone around that can help me do this?
Well, as far as someone being around, I'm not sure. I'm going to guess you're in the Phoenix Valley area if you've got bananas growing there well, because Tucson's just a hair too cold to really grow producing bananas. bananas, the original mother plant's going to grow, flower out, die, and then you get all the babies, the pups that you see growing up around it, and that's what gives the fruit. It is a tropical, so it likes the moisture, so you're going to want to water it at least 4 or 5 times a week in the summer. As far as dead leaves, very typical for bananas. They're such large leaves filled with water. They tatter and tear with the slightest wind. Bananas are going to be moderately heavy feeders, so I would just use like an organic base type tomato and vegetable fertilizer or citrus and fruit tree food, because a 4 or 5 foot basin isn't that big of an area to spread it around. If you use a regular fertilizer, you could easily burn that banana plant about 3 to 5 times a year, fertilize it, and you should start to see some production again next year.
There you go, Fran. Good. Congratulations on the new home, and hopefully that helps provide you with a little bit of bananas, so you don't have to go bananas.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast, located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.